Will you please turn to Ephesians, the letter to the Ephesians.
请大家翻到以弗所书。
Chapter 1,
第一章。
We'll read verse 3 through verse 5.
我们从第三节读到第五节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through verse 5.
以弗所书第一章第三节到第五节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the world's foundation, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love, having marked us out beforehand.For sonship through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
以弗所书第一章第三节到第五节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
The letter to the Galatians.
加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
From verse 1 through verse 7.
从第一节到第七节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 1.Now I say, as long as the heir is a child, he differs nothing from the bondman, though he be lord of all. But he is under guardians and stewards, until the period fixed by the father. So we also, when we were children, were held in bondage under the principles of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come,God sent forth his Son, come of woman, come under law, that he might redeem these under law, that we might receive sonship. But because we are sons, God has sent out the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So thou art no longer bondman, but son.But if son, heir also through God.
加拉太书第四章第一节到第七节，我说那承受产业的，虽然是全业的主人，但为儿孩童的时候，却与奴仆毫无分别，乃在师父和管家的手下，只等到他父亲预定的时候来到。我们为孩童的时候，受管于世俗小学之下，也是如此。及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人救赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿巴父。可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
And finally, the book of Romans.
最后罗马书
Romans chapter 8
罗马书第八章
We read from verse 12 through verse 17
我们从第十二节读到第十七节
Romans chapter 8 verse 12 So then brethren we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to fleshBut if you live according to flesh, you are about to die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of bondage again for fear, but you have received a spirit of sonship. whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and Christ joint heirs, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him.
罗马书第八章十二节，弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，就顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心。因此我们呼叫阿巴父，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
May we have a word of prayer.
让我们再有点祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gathered here in Thy name,
亲爱的主，当我们奉祢的名聚在这里的时候。
We know that thou art here with us.
我们知道你在我们当中。
Because thou hast promised us.
因为你已经应许我们。
Where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in their midst.
当两三个人奉你名聚集的时候，你就在我们当中。
We do praise and thank thee that thou art with us.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你与我们同在。
Lord, we are here to what? To hear what thou hast to say to us.
主啊，当我们一同聚在你跟前的时候，我们要听你向我们所说的话。
We pray that thy spirit will grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
主啊，我们求你自己的圣灵将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
And open our understanding.
开启我们的悟性。
That we may really see thy purpose.
让我们真实看见你的目的。
That we may be drawn.Into thy purpose.
让我们的被受吸引能够进入到你的目的当中。
That we may live for thy purpose.
我们能够为着你的目的而活。
That thy purpose may be fulfilled in us.
让你的旨意能够成就在我们当中。
To the praise and glory of thy grace.
我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们祷告是奉你宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen.Thank God for gathering us together this morning.
我们感谢主，今天早晨让我们聚集在他的跟前。
I feel led to share with you, dear brothers and sisters, a very important subject.
我想要和亲爱的弟兄姊妹分享一个非常重要的题目。
And it is such a huge theme.
这是一个如此大的一个题目。
That it is impossible.To be able to share within such a short time.
这样看起来是非常不可能在这么短的时间和大家交通。
But by the grace of God, I would like to just give you a taste of this precious theme.
可是靠着主的恩典，我要和弟兄让弟兄姊妹们尝尝这一个宝贵的题目。
And then you can go deep and deeper into it.
然后弟兄姊妹们可以在这个点上面能够更深的追求。
The subject that we are going to share together is on this matter of sonship.
我们今天要和大家分享的这个主题是关乎到儿子的名分。
I'm afraid that this is something that has not been mentioned as it should.
我害怕这一个题目恐怕没有像他应当被提起的这样的情况被传讲。
But as you read the scripture,
可是当我们读圣经的时候，
you will find that it is one of the greatest themes in the Bible.
这是在圣经里面许多重要主题里面的一个。
And it concerns us very deeply.
它与我们有非常切身的关系。
You know, when we open the book of Ephesians,
当我们翻开以弗所书的时候，
I believe we are all attracted by chapter 1 verse 3.
我想我们都被第一章第三节所吸引。
This is a verse that has been frequently quoted.
这一个经文被常常被引用。
Because we like this verse.
因为我们非常喜爱这个经文。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Now what can be better than this?
有什么比这更好的呢？
That God shall bless us and bless us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus.
神祝福我们，并且他赐给我们在天上各样属灵的福气，在基督里。
We love this verse.
我们爱这段经文。
We thank God for this verse.
我们为着这段经文感谢神。
We tell God, bless me, bless me, bless me.
我们跟主说，祝福我，祝福我，祝福我。
Bless me with everything.
祝福我，用各样的事物来祝福我。
There is nothing better than that.
这个没有比这个事情更好的。
But dear brothers and sisters,
可是亲爱弟兄姊妹们，
we remember verse 3.
当我们记到第三节的时候，
but oftentimes we stop there.
然后我们常常就停在那里。
We do not go on and read verse 4 and verse 5.
我们就没有再继续读第四节和第五节。
Why?
为什么？
Because in verse 4 and verse 5,We are told of why God should bless us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
因为在第四节和第五节就向我们解释了为什么神在基督里要赐给我们在天上各样属灵的福气。
Yes, God has blessed us.
是的，神已经祝福了我们。
And bless us with every spiritual blessing.
用各样的属灵的福气祝福了我们。
And it is all in Christ Jesus.
而这些都在基督里。
All these are true. All these are true.
这些都是真的。
But brothers and sisters, do we ever ask the question?
可弟兄姊妹们，我们是不是曾经问过这样子的问题？
Why should God bless us in such a way?
为什么神要如此来祝福我们呢？
Or why should He bless Him at all?
为什么他要来祝福我们呢？
It is just for us.
是单单为着我们吗？
Or is there something higher, greater, and more glorious?
或者是有一些比这更高、更大、更荣耀的呢？
So here we find the reason why God blesses us.
这边我们看见神为什么要祝福我们？
Is according.
这是按着。
According as He has chosen us in Him before the world's foundation that we should be holy and blameless before Him in love.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
In other words,
换句话说，
the reason why God has blessed usWith every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
这个原因为什么神要在基督里将各样的属灵的福气赐给我们的原因？
Because this is according to His eternal purpose.
乃是按照他自己永远的旨意。
Before the foundation of the world.
在这个创立世界以前。
Before He ever created man.
在他造人之前。
He has already had a purpose in his heart.
在他的里面已经有一个旨意。
And his purpose is that he wants to choose us.
他那个旨意呢，是他要拣选我们。
He chooses us to be what?
他拣选我们为着什么呢？
He chooses us that we should be holy and blameless before him in love.
他拣选我们，使我们能够在他的面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
To put it in a simpler term,
我们简单的说，
He has chosen us before the foundation of the world. Is it that we may be saved?
他在创立世界以前，他拣选我们是单单为着我们得救吗？
To fill heaven with people,
让这个用天来充满人。
just to bless us.
只是单单为来祝福我们吗？
That after we are blessed, we can do whatever we like.
当我们得着祝福的时候，我们就能够按照我们自己所要的来做事。
We can continue to live our own lives.
我们就按照我们原来的生活过生活。
And enjoy ourselves.
我们就享受。
Of course not.
当然不是这样。
He has chosen us.
他已经拣选我们。
Before the foundation of the world.
在创立世界以前。
Before we were born.
在甚至在我们未出生之前
He has already chosen us in Christ Jesus.
他已经在基督里面拣选了我们。
And why does he choose us?
他为什么拣选我们呢?
That he wants us to be holy and without blameless in Christ Jesus.
他要我们在基督耶稣里能够成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
Or to put it in another way.
或者我们用另外一个说法。
That we may be like Christ.
我们能够像基督。
This is the purpose of God.
这乃是神的旨意。
God wants His only begotten Son to become the firstborn among many sons.
神要他独生的爱子在众子之中成为长子。
This is God's purpose for us.
这乃是神向着我们的旨意。
And then further on.
然后我们再往下看。
In verse 5 it says,
在第五节
Having marked us out beforehand for sonship through Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will.
又因爱我们就按自己意志所喜悦的预定我们借耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
In other words, not only that God wants us to be sons,
换句话说，神不仅让我们要让我们能够成为儿子
，But why does he want us to be sons？
这为什么他要让我们成为儿子呢
？He has marked us beforehand.
他
for sonship.
他已经预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
In other words, sons are for sonship.
换句话说，儿子是为着儿子的名分。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
I hope we can see that how great is this theme.
所以弟兄姊妹我们盼望能够看见这一个主题是何等一样的
Because sonship is related to God's eternal purpose.
因为儿子的名分是和神永远的旨意有关
It is God's will that we shall be sons and we shall be placed As sons.
这是神的旨意我们要成为神的儿子并且摆在神儿子的地位上
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
There's one thing that disturbs me very much
有一件事情让我很受搅扰
And that is our whole approach our whole philosophy of life is self-centered
我们对人生的一个哲理乃是以自我为中心
Everything is I, me, myself
每一件事情都是以我自己
Not only this is the way we live in this world
不仅仅是我们用这个方式在这个世上生活
But it seems to be the same spirit that is within us in our spiritual pursuit
这好像也成我们在属灵追求里面我们灵里面的光景
Even in our spiritual pursuing
甚至在我们属灵的追求上
Our thinking is It is for me
我们里面的想法乃是是不是都是为着我
God is for me
神是为我
Thank God he is
感谢神他是为我
Christ is for me
基督为我
Thank God he is
感谢神他是为我
The Holy Spirit is for me
圣灵是为我
And thank God he is
感谢神也的确如此
Bless me
祝福我
I'm the center of everything
我乃是这一切事物的中心
And even God surrounds me
甚至神也围着我转
Dear brothers and sisters
亲爱弟兄姊妹们
We are so self-centered
我们是如此的以自我为中心
We are so need-oriented Need-oriented
我们总是以我们的需要为这个我各样的方向
I need this
我需要这个
I need that
我需要那个
Bless me
祝福我
and bless me.
祝福我
Now this is our whole philosophy of life.
这是我们对这个人生的一个态度
And even in our Christian life,
甚至在我们基督徒的生活
this seems to be the same philosophy.
好像也是带着相同的哲学
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
I hope that God will change completely our concept.
我盼望神能够完全将我们这一个新思想能够改变过来
Because we have to be purpose-oriented and need-oriented
我们必须要以是以这个不旨意为中心而不是以需要为中心
We must be God-centered instead of I-centered
我们必须以神为中心而不是以我为中心
So even in our spiritual life
甚至在我们属灵的生活里面
Our spiritual life should be governed by God's purpose
我们属灵的生活必须以神的旨意作为支配
And not governed by my need
而不是被我们自己的需要所支配
And if we are governed by God's purpose
如果我们被神的目的所支配
Then we are truly maturing spiritually
我们就真实在属灵的事上成熟了。
As long as we are need-oriented,
如果我们常常是以这个需要为中心的话
，As long as we are self-centered,
如果我们总是以自我为中心
，Even though we are saved,
虽然我们得救了
，We are like babes in Christ,
我们仍然在基督里像婴孩一样。
Thank God we are born again.
我们感谢神我们已经重生了
But we remain as babes
我们却仍然留在婴孩的阶段
And we do not serve the purpose of God
我们没有服侍神的旨意
So dear brothers and sisters
对亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
It is very very important in our lives
这在我们生活里面是非常非常重要
That we should be purpose oriented rather than need oriented
我们必须要以这个目的为我们的方向而不是以需要作为我们的方向
Because this alone will make us Christ-centered and not I-centered
因为这样子能够帮助我们以基督为中心而不是以我为中心
If our life is related with God's purpose
如果我的生命是与神的旨意相关联
If it is according to the purpose of God
如果是按着神的旨意
Then our lifeis fulfilled.
那我们的生命里面就得着了满足。
It is worthwhile.
就有价值。
It is eternal.
就带着永远的性质。
Otherwise,
不然的话
even after we are saved,
甚至我们得救了之后
our lives on earth,
我们在地上的生活
if it does not count for God,
如果不是为着神
we have not fulfilled the purpose of our creation.
我们就没有能够成全我们受造的目的
So, brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹们
We find how important is this matter of sonship
所以我们看见这一关乎到这个儿子名分是何等样的重要
Do we understand what the scripture means by sonship?
我们了解在圣经里面提到这个儿子名分的意义吗
The word sonship means placing son or the placing of the son.
这个神的儿子名分呢是摆在儿子的地位上。
When we are saved,
当我们得救的时候
thank God we are children of God.
我们感谢神我们成为神的儿女。
We are born not of ourselves,Not of the will of man, not of the will of blood and flesh, but of God.
我们不是按照人意生，不是按照血气生，我们乃是从神而生。
We are God's children.
我们是神的儿女。
But remember,
可是请记住
even though we are born as the children of God,
虽然我们是生为神的儿女
when we are born from above,We are still babes in Christ.
当我们从上而生的时候，我们仍然在基督里面为婴孩。
Just like in our natural birth.
就好像我们在自然的 这个肉身的生命一样。
When we are born, we are not born a full grown man or woman.
当我们出生的时候，我们不是一生出来就是成人。
We are born a tiny babies.
我们出生的时候是一个小小的婴孩。
And babies are all lovely.
小小婴孩都很可爱。
Everybody loves babies.
每一个人，我们大家都喜欢婴孩。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹们
，You know what a baby is?
大家知道这个婴孩是什么吗
？A baby.Is a self-centered person.
婴孩乃是一个以自我为中心的人。
Everything must surround that baby.
每一件事物都必须要围绕那一个婴孩。
If he's hungry, he cries.
如果他饥饿的话，他就哭。
Even at midnight.
甚至在半夜的时候也是如此。
He doesn't care anybody else.
他完全不在乎其他的人。
He cares for himself.
他单单注意他自己。
You cannot give any responsibility to a baby.
你也不能把任何的责任加在一个婴孩身上。
You have to be responsible for him.
你必须为他负责任。
He is very lovely.
他是非常的可爱。
And yet at the same time, he is very self-centered.
而在这个同时呢，他也是非常以自我为中心。
He is altogether need-oriented.
他是完全以这个需要为他的取向。
Thank God there is a period of babyhood.
我们感谢神，的确我们都有一段婴孩的阶段。
But if that baby should not grow,
但如果那个婴孩不长大的话，
after he may have lived on this world for 20, 30 years,
如果他在这个地上生活了二三十年，
and he is still a baby,
然后他仍然还是婴孩，
then this is A tragedy.
这就是一个悲剧了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
have you ever thought that in the spiritual realm,
我们有没有思想过在属灵的境界里面
are we better than that?
我们是不是比刚才所描述的情况更好一些呢？
By the grace of God, we have been saved, say,For 3 years.
感谢神，因着他的恩典，我们已经得救三年了。
Or maybe more.
或者更多年。
But so far as our spiritual stature is concerned.
可是就着我们属灵的光景而言。
Where are we?
我们站在什么样子的情况？
Have we outgrown our babyhood?
我们是不是已经离开了我们婴孩的阶段
，and growing to sons and daughters，
我们是不是已经长进了那个儿子或女儿呢
？Are we able to be of any use to our parents？
我们是不是能够成为我们父母能够得力的帮助呢
？Are we able to share the responsibility of our parents as well as the privileges？
我们是不是能够和我们双亲能够一同分享责任和特权呢
？I always remember my little sister.
我总是记得我那个年幼的妹妹。
When she was just a little one.
当她还小的时候。
One day, she and my niece of her age.
当她有一天和我的这一个。侄女 yeah, 大家跟她同样年纪
They were sitting on the stairway
他们就一同坐在那个阶梯上
And someone overheard
有些人就听到了他们所说的
What were they talking about?
他们所说的是什么呢
They were talking about Unfortunately We are the youngest in the family
他们所说的说很不幸的我们乃是这个家庭里面最年幼的
Look our sisters and brothers They have certain privileges and we don't
看看我们的一些的兄长姐姐他们 有一些的特权我们却没有
And they are mourning over their babyhood or childhood
他们为着他们的这一个婴孩阶段这一个孩子的阶段在那边埋怨
They want to grow
他们盼望能够长大
But of courseThey want to grow, they may have privilege.
对， 当然他们盼望长大使得他们能够得着一些的权利。
They are not thinking that growing also means responsibility.
他们没想到这个成长本身也带着责任。
But dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
you cannot remain as babes in Christ.
你不能一直持续在这婴孩的阶段。
And if you remain as babes in Christ,
如果你继续保持在基督里面是婴孩的话，
you will never be able to be placed as sons.
你就永远没有办法被摆在儿子的地位上。
You will never be able to fulfill the will of God.
你就永远没有办法完成神的旨意。
According to the Jewish custom,
按照这个犹太人的风俗，
you know, today, when a Jewish boy reached the age of 13,
我们知道这个一个犹太的男孩，当他满了13岁，
then he will go through a ceremony called Bar Mitzvah.
他就会经过一个这个仪式叫做 Bar Mitzvah.
And then he will be a member of the congregation.
之后他就能够成为这会众里面的一员。
The son of the law.
他要成为律法之子。
Before he was 13,
在他13岁之前，
he was under his parents.
他是在他这个双亲的管理之下。
And he was being trained.
他在那边受训练。
Trained in the law of God.
在按着神的律法受训练。
And his parents are responsible for him before God.
他的双亲在神的跟前为他负责任。
But when he reached the age of 13,
当他达到13岁的时候，
then the father will relieve himself from that responsibility.
他的父亲就从这个职责上面卸下来了。
After he was made a son of the law,
当他成为这个律法之子的时候，
then he is responsible before God.
他自己就在神跟前要担这个责任。
Now in the day of our Lord Jesus,
当我们主耶稣基督的时候，
he was 12 years old.
在那个时候是12岁。
So we find in the scripture,
所以我们看见在圣经里面，
when our Lord was 12 years old,
当我们主耶稣基督12岁的时候，
he followed his parents to the temple in Jerusalem.
他就和他的父母一同到在耶路撒冷的圣殿。
And there he was made a son of the law.
他在那边就成为律法之子。
And when his parents returned home,
当他父母回到家中的时候，
he remained in Jerusalem in the temple.
他仍然留在圣殿耶路撒冷里。
And you remember how his parents tried to find him.
我们记得他的父母如何试着要来找他。
And after 3 days, they found him in the temple.
三天之后，他们发现他在圣殿里。
There he was sitting among the rabbis.
他就在那边和拉比一起坐在一起。
And he was asking questions, and he was answering.
他在那边问一些问题，也在那边回答一些问题。
Why? Because he has the privilege of doing that.
为什么？因为他在那边已经得着这个权利来如此做。
And when his parents, when his mother said, "Why do you do this to us?"
他的母亲问他说：“你为什么这样子待我们呢？”
And the Lord said,
那主说：
"Why do you come to find me?"
他说：“你为什么这样子来寻找我？”
Don't you know that I have to be occupied?With my father's business,
你岂不知道我当以父家的事为念吗？
Our Lord Jesus, being made a son of the law,
我们的主在那时候成为律法之子。
So he begins to be anxious for his father's business.
所以在那个时候，他就以父家中的事为念。
But when you read the letter.To the Galatians.
当我们读到加拉太书的时候，
in chapter 4,
第四章，
I believe that Paul is not using the Jewish tradition.
我相信保罗在这里不是用这个犹太人的风俗，
because he was not writing to the Jewish believers.
因为他这边不是写给那个犹太的信徒们，
he was writing to the believers in Galatia.
他乃是写给在加拉太的信徒们。
And they were Gentiles before.
他们之前是外邦人。
So he didn't use the Jewish tradition.
所以他在这边没有用犹太人的传统。
Instead he used the Roman tradition.
而这边所用的乃是罗马的风俗。
Now by the way, The Chinese also have a tradition.
中国人也有中国人的传统。
I think the older one among you should know about it.
我想在我们当中比较年长的大家都知道。
In China, we say when you're 30, that you are established.
在中国人讲说你三十而立。
In other words, before 30, you are still immature.
换句话说，就是三十岁以前你还不成熟。
Now the Chinese seem to mature later.
好像这个中国人成熟的比较慢一点。
But mature very fast.
可是成熟了以后就非常快。
So when the Chinese is 30, he is established.
所以三十而立。
And when he is 40,
当他四十岁的时候。
He cannot be cheated.
四十而不惑。
And when he's 50, he knows the will of heaven.
当他五十岁的时候，他就知天命。
And when he's 60, he can do whatever he wants.
六十岁的时候，
随心所欲。
哦，随心所欲。
And when he's 70, he is a rarity.
当他七十岁的时候是古来稀。Rarity.
Now that's the Chinese way.
那是中国人的这个传统。
Now the Jewish, they fix a date.
在犹太人他们是定了一个日期。
13 today.
现在是13岁。
The Chinese also set a date.
在对中国人而言也设了一个年纪。
It's 30.
是30岁。
But the Romans did not set a date.
可是罗马人他们却没有定年纪。
So in the book of Galatia.
所以在加拉太书里面。
Paul was using the Roman way.
保罗在这边呢是用罗马的传统。
He said, as long as the heir is a child.
他说如果这个只要他仍然是孩童的时候。
Now, when you are born a son, you are an heir.
当我们生下来是一个儿子的时候，我们就要承受产业。
But when the heir is a child,
可是当那承受产业的是一个孩童的时候
，In chapter 4 verse 1 of Galatians said he differs nothing from a bondman, though he be lord of all.
在第四章第一节里面讲说，他却与奴仆毫无分别。
You know, in the Roman family.
我们知道在罗马的家庭里面
Rome at that time conquered the so-called world.
在罗马的时候他征服了当时的全世界。
So there are more slaves than citizens.
所以在他们当中这个奴仆比这个公民还要多。
A Roman family have lots of slaves.
在一个罗马的家庭里面有许许多多的奴仆。
But the Greek, they are more cultural.
而在当时的这个希腊人他们是比较有文化。
So usually in the Roman family, the slaves, they were Greeks.
所以在很多那个罗马的家庭里面他们的奴仆是希腊人。
Now when a son is born,
当一个男孩生的时候
he is destined to be the heir, the lord of the all.
他在那时候已经是被预定要承受产业，要成为全业的主人。
But when he was a child,
可是当他仍然是孩童的时候
he was no different than a slave.
他却与这个奴仆毫无分别。
Now a slave has no right of anything.
一个做奴仆的人他没有自己的权利。
A slave has no liberty.
一个做奴仆没有自由。
And a childBefore he was matured in the Roman family has no liberty, no right.
当一个孩童在一个罗马家庭里面他还没有成熟的时候他在家里面是没有自由也没有权利。
Just like a slave.
就好像一个奴仆一般。
And worse than a slave.
甚至比一个奴仆还差。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because the father wants to train the child to be son.
因为这一个做父亲的他要训练这个孩童成为儿子。
So he puts the child under the guardians and the stewards.
所以他把这一个孩童摆在那个管家的管理之下。
And these guardians and stewards, they were slaves.
而这些做师傅和管家呢，他们本身就是奴仆。
Their tutors were slaves.
这一些师傅们，他们是奴仆。
And those that looked after them were slaves.
而那些需要他们照管的呢，他们也是奴仆。
And the child has to obey all of them.
而这个孩童呢，他必须要顺服在这些奴仆之下。
So the child is under strict discipline.
所以在这个孩童呢，是接受一个非常严厉的训练。
He cannot say, well, I'm a son.
他不能说、我是儿子。
I'm the heir of the family.、
我是要承受这个产业的。
I should give the word.、
我应该来发号命令。
And you should obey me.
你应该来听从我。
On the contrary.、
相反的。
He is supposed to be under strict discipline.
他在那个时候要服在一个非常严厉的管教之下。
He has to listen to these slaves.
他必须要听这些奴仆的话。
And do whatever they ask him to do.
做他们要他所做的事。
Now why is this so?
为什么是这样呢?
Because he has to be trained.
因为他必须要受训练。
In order that he may grow up.
使他能够长大成人。
And then the father will watch.
然而这个做父亲的会在旁边观看。
He will not say, well, when you are 12 years old, now you can be placed as a son.
他不会在旁边说、你已经满了12岁了，所以我就把你、摆在儿子的地位上。
No, he will just watch.
不，他就在那边看。
And see how this son will grow under training.
还要看这一个孩童在这个训练之下如何的成长。
Maybe 20, maybe 30.
也许20年，也许30年。
Maybe earlier or maybe later.
也许早一些，也许晚一些。
It depends on the father.
这完全是在乎那个做父亲的。
Now father will be carefully watching.
父亲会在一边仔细的观察。
And when the time is right.
当这个时候满足的时候。
That he feels that the child is ready.
他感觉到这个孩子已经预备好了。
He is ready to share with the father, responsibility and privilege.
他已经预备好与这个做父亲的一同分享责任和权利。
Then he will set a date.
这时候他就会预定一个日期。
And will go through a ceremony.
他就经过一些的一个庆祝。
And place him as son.
就把他摆在儿子的地位上。
Now when he is placed as son,
当他把他摆在儿子地位上的时候
Then he has equal responsibility with his father.
这个孩子就和他父亲 有背负相同的责任
He shared with his father all the properties.
他和他的父亲分享所有的产业
And he also shared with his father all the debts.
他也和这父亲背所有的债
Now this is the placing of the son.
这乃是讲到放在儿子的地位上
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
A child, the Lord of the family, the heir of the inheritance.
That's
a child.He is the Lord of all, to be the Lord of all.
这一个孩童他要在这个权业做权业的主人。
He is to be the heir of all things.
他要在所有的事情上面来承受产业。
Yet when he is still a child,
当他仍然是孩童的时候
he is under stewards and guardians.
他在那个时候呢是在师父和管家的手下。
Just like a slave.
就如同奴仆一般。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
do we like this?
我们是不是像这样?
I suppose we don't like that.
我想我们并不喜欢这样。
So far as we are children of God are concerned,
就着我们身为神的儿女而言，
is it not our philosophy that since we are children of God, we are free?
是不是这是我们里面的哲学呢？我们既是神的儿女，我们就是自由的。
All we want is authority, no submission.
我们所要的就是权柄，我们不需要顺服。
Because that's what we are destined to be.
因为这是我们所预定所要进入的。
We want to have our share.
我们盼望能够得着我们那一份。
We are just like that prodigal son.
我们就如同那个浪子一般。
He cannot wait.
他不能等。
Give me my share.
把我所得的那一份给我。
That I may do whatever I want to.
我就能够做随心所欲。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
is this a real picture of Christians today?
这是我们现在基督徒一个真实的写照吗？
The one thing that we don't like, the one word that we don't like to hear is discipline.
一件事情我们所不喜欢的，一句话我们所不愿意听的，就是管教。
We are living in a democratic world.
我们是活在一个民主的社会里。
Why should we listen to anybody?
我们为什么要听从任何人呢？
I have my right.
我有我的权利。
But brothers and sisters,
可是弟兄姊妹们，
If we have never been put under guardians and stewards, we will never grow.
如果我们从来没有被摆在这个师父和管家之下，我们就永远没有办法长大。
Now, who are our guardians and stewards?
谁是我们的师父和管家呢？
Thank God.
感谢神。
He never trusts us to anybody.
他没有把我们交付给其他任何人。
We are so precious to him.
我们像对他是何等样的宝贵。
He wants to be responsible himself for us.
他自己要为我们负责责任。
That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么他将圣灵赐给我们。
You know, when you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信主的时候，
you receive His life.
我们得着了他的生命。
Do you think that having received His life, that's all you need?
我们是不是想到我们单单得着个生命就是我们所需要的呢？
How can that life grow?
这个生命如何能够成长？
To be holy and blameless.
成为圣洁没有瑕疵。
To be like Christ.
能够成为像基督一样。
Brothers and sisters.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
Thank God we have life.
感谢神我们有这个生命。
But thank God. He also gave us the Holy Spirit.
他也将圣灵赐给我们。
The Holy Spirit dwells within us.
圣灵内住在我们的里面。
The moment we are saved.
在我们得救的那一刹那。
We not only have new life.
我们不仅仅得着一个新的生命，
We also have the Holy Spirit within us.
我们也得着了圣灵在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, is the comforter.
圣经里面讲说这个圣灵呢是我们的安慰者。
He is one who is alongside with us.
圣灵呢是和我们一同 在一起。
He will never leave us nor forsake us.
他不离弃我们。
He dwells in us.
他住在我们的里面。
And according to 1 John chapter 2,
按照约翰一书第二章，
The Holy Spirit within us is the anointing within us.
在我们里面的圣灵就是我们的恩膏。
And the anointing within us is to teach us in all things.
在我们里面的身高恩高要教导在一切事情上面来教导我们。
He will bring everything that is of Christ to us.
他要将一切属基督的事物带到我们的里面。
He will remind us of anything that is not of Christ.
他也在我们里面提醒我们一切凡不是出于基督的事。
And he will deal with our flesh.
他在里面也要对付我们的肉体。
He will deal with the deeds of our flesh.
他也要对付我们这个从肉体所出的各样的作为。
And he will even deal with the self-life in us.
他也要在一边来对付我们这个己生命。
Everything that is not of Christ, he will put it into death.
那一些凡不是出于基督的，他要将它置于死地。
Not only great things, but small things too.
不仅仅是那些大的事情，那些小的事情也是如此。
And if we obey him, then we will abide in Christ.
如果我们顺服他的话，我们就住在基督里。
Then our life will grow into maturity.
那我们的生命就会成长以至于成熟。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
we cannot grow without the teaching and the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
如果没有圣灵的教导和管制的话，我们就没有办法成长。
You know, the Holy Spirit within us is like our guardians.
我们知道，在我们里面的圣灵就如同我们的师父一般。
He will reveal Christ to us.
他会在我们里面启示基督。
He will reveal ourselves to us.
他在我们里面启示我们的自己。
You know, we don't know ourselves.
你知道我们不认识我们自己。
The Bible says our heart is so deceitful.
圣经里面讲说人心比万物都要诡诈。
That it deceives even ourselves.
甚至将我们自己也都欺骗了。
Who knows our heart?
谁知道我们的心呢?
Who tries our reins? 审查我们的。
谁能审查我们的里面？
It's the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
Because he knows everything.
因为他知道万有。
He will show us where we are.
他会让我们看见我们所站的。
Big things, small things.
大事或小事。
Do not think that he will only deal with us in big things.
不要单单想到他只会在大事上面来对付我们。
Oftentimes when we are in a crisis, we come to him and ask him to show us.
有的时候，当我们面临一个危机的时候，我们就来到他的跟前，我们来寻求他。
In our daily life, we do not consult him; we consult ourselves.
在我们日常的生活里面，我们却不来求问他，我们单单听从自己。
We find that sometimes the Holy Spirit is very troublesome.
有的时候我们发现这个圣灵常常担忧。
Why should he bother with such small things?
为什么我们要来用这些小的事情来让圣灵事情更多呢?
Because he is our guardian.
因为他是我们的师父。
And he has to guard us.
他必须要看管我们。
He has to lead us.
他必须要带领我们。
And he has to perfect us.
他必须要成全我们。
Brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
daily we need the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
我们何等需要这一个圣灵在我们里面的一个开启。
You know, we think of revelation only in terms of the spectacular.
当我们想到这个启示的时候，我们总是想到一些非常特别的事物。
But revelation is a daily thing.
而实际上这个启示是每天的事情。
Because he is here to reveal Christ to us.
因为他在那里向我们开启基督。
He will reveal Christ to us in big things and in small things.
他在那边在大事上面在小事上面向我们启示基督。
You know, sometimes it even in our speech.
甚至有的时候就在我们的话语的里面。
He not only deals with our black lie, but also white lie.
他不仅仅是对付我们那个大的谎言，对那个小小的撒谎他也对付。
He also deals with our exaggeration.
他也在我们的夸张这件事情上面对付我们。
You know, he wants us to say yes is yes, no is no.
他要我们是就说是，不是就是不是。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
is he revealing Christ to us in our daily life?
他是不是在我们日常的生活里面向我们开启基督呢？
Oftentimes we think of revelation is something spectacular and rare.
有的时候我们想到这个启示是非常奇特的，并且是稀少的。
Now if you don't receive daily revelation, how can you expect spectacular revelation?
如果我们不在每天的生活里面常常得着启示，我们怎么能够期望能够得着那一个特别的启示？
If you are not used to his still small voice,
如果我们不习惯听到这个微小的声音，
How can you hear him?
我们如何能够来听他？
When there is something of tremendous consequence,
当一件事情有带着非常重大结局的后果的时候，
A guardian is not like a teacher or professor today.
这一个师父和现在的教师还有教授是不一样
的。An hour, you're with him. And then you're on your own.
现在的教师和教授你和他相处一个小时，那之后呢你就离开了。
A guardian is with you all the time.
而这个师父是与你一直在一起。
And all the time, he is revealing something to you.
而每一个时刻他都是向我们开启一些的事物。
He is not only revealing Christ to you.
他不仅仅将基督开启给我们。
He is revealing yourself to you.
他也把我们这个己启示在我们的里面。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
He is our guardian.
他是我们的师父。
And he is our stewards.
他也是我们的管家。
He manages everything for us.
他为我们照管一切。
Now this we call the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
这边我们乃是说到这个圣灵的管制。
He will arrange our circumstances.
他为我们安排我们的环境。
He will arrange the people that we are in touch with.
他为我们预备了我们要接触的人。
And he will arrange the thing that we happen to us.
他也为我们预备我们所要遭遇发生的事情。
And through all these things,
借由这一切的事，
he will discipline us.
他来管教我们。
Discipline is child training.
管教乃是为孩童做训练。
Do not think of discipline as just punishment.
不要把这管教当成一个惩罚。
God disciplines us. He does not punish us.
神管教我们，他不惩罚我们。
Yes, he will punish the world.
是的，他要这个惩罚这个世界。
But to God's children, it is child training. It is not punishment.
可是对着他的儿女而言，这乃是孩童的管教，而不是惩罚。
He loves us, therefore he trains us.
他爱我们，所以他训练我们。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
How can we grow from a child to a son?
我们如何能够从一个孩童成长成为一个儿子呢？
It is the work of the Holy Spirit.
乃是圣灵的工作。
And how we need to cooperate.
我们何等需要与他合作。
How we need to submit.
我们何等需要顺服。
How we need to obey.
我们何等需要顺从。
And in this way, we are growing up into sons.
就在这样子的情况里面，我们能够成长进入到儿子的名分。
This is the heart of our loving Father.
这乃是我们慈爱的父他的心意。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Today God's people misunderstand God's heart.
现在神的儿女对神的心意有一个误解。
How easily we murmur, we rebel.
好，何等容易我们埋怨，我们并且悖逆。
We do not know how his heart.Is so full of love towards us.
我们不知道他的心向着我们是充满何等样的慈爱。
He wants us to bring up into maturity.
他要把我们带进到那个成熟的光景里。
He wants to place us as son.
他要把我们摆在这个儿子的地位上。
He wants to see his purpose fulfilled in our life.
他盼望他的旨意在我们的生活里面能够得以成全。
What is sonship?
儿子的名分是什么？
Sonship in the scripture is related to a vast area.
神儿子的名分在圣经里面看见是与非常广大的一些的事情发生关
系。Sonship is related to inheritance.
这个儿子的名分和这个产业有关系。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
We were not only lost, but we lost our inheritance.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不仅仅是一个失丧的人，并且我们也失去了我们的产业。
We need to be redeemed.
我们必须要被赎回来。
Not only ourselves.
不仅仅我自己。
But our lost inheritance.
并且我所失去的这个基业。
It is the will of God.
这乃是神的旨意。
That we should be co-heir with Christ.
我们要和基督同受产基业。
God has given everything to Christ.
神已经将一切赐给基督。
And Christ wants to share everything with us.
而基督也盼望将这一切和我们分享。
We are not only heirs, but we are co-heirs with Christ.
我们不仅仅是能够承受基业，并且我们与基督一同承受基业。
But how can we be co-heirs with Christ?
可是我们如何能够和基督一同承受基业呢？
Romans 8 said, if we suffer with him, we will be glorified with him.
罗马书八章里面讲说，如果我们与基督一同受苦，我们就要与他一同得荣耀。
Now, what is this suffering?
这一个受苦是什么呢？
This is not suffering because of our sins.
这不是因着我们受罪而受苦。
This is suffering for righteousness' sake.
这乃是为着公义受苦。
Suffering for Christ.
为基督受苦。
Suffering that Christ may be matured, but may be grown in us.
为着基督在我们里面能够成形而受苦。
It is the pain of growth.
这乃是成长的一个痛苦。
Now, if we do not suffer with him, we cannot be glorified with him.
如果我们不与他一同受苦的话，我们就不能与他一同得荣耀。
In 1 Peter, we are said we are, there is an incorruptible, undefiled, andUnfading inheritance reserved for those who believe.
在彼得前书里面讲到说，那边可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
It is reserved for us for those who have been kept by His grace.
这是为那一些被他恩典所保留而。所保守的人所存留的。
And this is the salvation of the soul.
这乃是我们魂的救恩。
If today we deny ourselves, we lose our soul life for His sake, we shall gain it to eternity.
如果我们现在就舍己，我们愿意失去我们这魂生命，我们就要得回它，能够存到永远。
This is related to the kingdom.
这和乃是与国度发生关联。
When Christ shall return, we shall reign with Him.
当基督回来的时候，我们要与他一同作王。
You know, oftentimes I'm deeply touched.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我心里面是深深的受感动。
When I sing a hymn,
当我们唱一首诗歌。
In the hymn, I often find that it is as if every believer will automatically be reigning with Christ.
好像在诗歌里面讲的说，所有的信徒能够好像很自然的就能够与基督一同作王。
And we all be crowned.
我们都得着冠冕。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
How can you be crowned if there is no cross?
如果我们没有十字架的话，我们怎么能够得冠冕？
Even our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, he had to suffer before he was glorified.
当我们主耶稣基督在地上的时候，他也必须经过患难，以至于得荣耀。
Can we be better than our Lord?
我们能够比我们的主更好吗？
If you read the Bible, you find it is all connected.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们发现这一切都是连接在一起的。
The crown, the throne, the kingdom, the inheritance.
这个冠冕，这个宝座，这个国度还有这个基业
，They are all related to sonship.
这一些都和儿子的名分发生关联。
This is the placing of son.
这乃是摆在儿子的地位上。
Now, if you do not grow into sons,
如果我们不成长进入到儿子的情况
，holy and without blameless in love,
在爱中圣洁没有瑕疵
，Can you expect these things?
我们能够盼望得着这些事吗？
Thank God.
感谢神。
After all, it is all grace.
最终这些都是恩典。
But it is grace appreciated and grace expressed.
这乃是恩典在那边让我们心里面有受感，并且恩典得以发表。
It is the grace of God.
这乃是神的恩典。
The Apostle Paul said, I'm what I am by the grace of God.
使徒保罗说，我这乃是靠着神的恩典，我成为现今的情况。
We are nothing, nobody.
我们不是什么，我们一无所事。
It is the grace of God.
这乃是因着神的恩典。
It is the grace of God that touches our heart.
这乃是神的恩典摸着了我们的心。
That we want to follow Him.
使得我们愿意来跟随他。
It is the grace of God that gave us the strength to take up our cross and follow Him.
这乃是因着神的恩典给我们力量，使得我们能够愿意背起十字架来跟随他。
It is the grace of God that enables us to suffer discipline.
乃是神的恩典使得我们能够经历到这一个管教。
But we have to yield to that grace.
但是我们必须要降服在这个恩典之下。
We have to believe in that grace.
我们必须要信靠这个恩典。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
I just want you to have a taste of what sonship is.
我就盼望你们能够对儿子的名分有一点点的尝点滋味。
And hopefully, this taste will urge you on into this whole beautiful, glorious, eternal matter of sonship.
盼望因为浅尝这一个滋味，使得我们能够心中得催促，能够往前，能够进入到这个荣耀的这个神儿子名分的这一件事情。
Amen.